Han brought the Falcon as close as he could to the frigate's engines without risking a backwash, feeling the slight multiple dips in ship's power as Luke repeatedly fired the quads.
Anything?
He asked as they came up around the other side.
Doesn't look like it,
Luke said.
There's just too much armor over the coolant feeder lines.
Han glanced along the frigate's course, fighting back the urge to swear. They were already uncomfortably close to the perimeter battle, and getting closer all the time.
This isn't getting us anywhere. There's got to be some way to take out a capital ship.
That's what the other capital ships are for,
Wedge put in.
But you're right. This isn't working.
Han pursed his lips.
R2, you still online back there?
He called. The droid's beeping came faintly up the cockpit corridor.
Go through your schematics again,
Han ordered.
See if you can find us another weak point.
R2 beeped again in acknowledgement, but it wasn't a very optimistic beep.
He's not going to find anything better, Han,
Luke said, echoing Han's own private assessment.
I don't think we've got any choice left. I'm going to have to go topside and use my lightsaber on it.
That's crazy and you know it,
Han growled.
Without a proper pressure suit and with engine coolant spraying all over you if it works?
How about using one of the droids?
Wedge suggested.
Neither of them can do it,
Luke told him.
R2 hasn't got the manipulative ability, and I wouldn't trust 3PO with a weapon, especially not with all the high acceleration maneuvers we're making.
What we need is a remote manipulator arm,
Han said.
Something that Luke could use inside while...
He broke off. In a flash of inspiration, there it was. The thing that had been bothering him ever since they'd walked into this crazy battle.
Lando!
He called into the intercom.
Lando, get up here!
I've got him strapped in,
Luke reminded him.
Well, go unstrap him and get him up here,
Han snapped.
Now!
Luke didn't waste time with questions.
Right,
he said.
What is it?
Wedge asked tensely. Han clenched his teeth.
We were there on Niklon when the Imperials stole these mole miners from Lando,
he told the other.
We had to reroute our communications through some jamming.
Okay, so?
So why were they jamming us?
Han asked.
To keep us from calling for help? From who? They're not jamming us here, you notice.
I give up,
Wedge said, starting to sound a little testy.
Why?
Because they had to.
Because most of the mole miners on Niklon were running on radio remote,
came a tired voice from behind him. Han turned around to see Lando easing his way carefully into the cockpit, clearly running at half speed, but just as clearly determined to make it. Luke was right behind him, a steadying hand on his elbow.
You heard all that?
Han asked him.
Every part that mattered,
Lando said, dropping into the co-pilot's seat.
I could kick myself for not seeing it long ago.
Me too. You remember any of the command codes?
Most of them, Lando said. What do you need?
We don't have time for anything fancy.
Han nodded toward the frigate, now lying below them.
The mole miners are still attached to the ships. Just start them all running.